A wall of sound as Egypt's Vice President Omar Suleiman announces that President Hosni Mubarak will step down.
In the name of God, the merciful, the compassionate, citizens, during these very difficult circumstances that Egypt, that the country is going through, President Hosni Mubarak has decided to step down as the President of the Republic and has entrusted the High Council of the Armed Forces to carry out the dealing of the country. My God, help us.
Egypt's Vice President Omar Suleiman speaking on state television. So, after 30 years, Egypt's dictatorial ruler Hosni Mubarak has been toppled by a peaceful people power revolution. After he refused to step down just 24 hours ago, Egyptians took to the streets across the country in their millions in their largest show of strength in 18 days of protests. The country's Supreme Military Council will rule the country until democratic elections can be organised. Our Foreign Affairs editor Peter Cave reports from Cairo.
Seconds after the announcement, Cairo erupted in celebrations. Vice President Omar Suleiman was left to break the news. The president himself had fled with his family in a helicopter as demonstrators who'd filled Tahrir Square to bursting poured into the streets and besieged government buildings, including his presidential palace. The elite presidential guard turned the guns on their tanks to the side as the demonstrators chanted for the dictator to go. And he had gone to his holiday home at Sharm el-Sheikh on the Red Sea. Vice President Suleiman announced the end of the regime. Taking into consideration the difficult circumstances the country is going through, President Hosni Mubarak has decided to leave the post of President of the Republic and has tasked the Supreme Council of the Armed Forces to manage the state's affairs. With that, Mr. Suleiman was effectively out of a job. The military says the cabinet will be sacked, the parliament will be suspended, and they'll work with the judges of the Supreme Court to amend the constitution to allow for fair and free elections currently scheduled for September. In Tahrir Square, the mood was ecstatic.
Thanks for God.
I found engineer Sharif Rafat and MD Mahmoud Malouf among the celebrating crowd.
We are extremely happy. We are all aspiring a new future for Egypt, a place that Egypt deserves among the free nations and the free world. We want Egypt to set an example for all the Arab countries and all the developing countries. We want Egypt to take the place that it deserves, proportional to its ancient history. I'm Egyptian and I never thought we would be that civilized. We are organizing everything, the entrance, the outlet. We are guarding our streets and homes. We are not depending on the government anymore. This is the Egyptian people. And this is the base of the new constitution.
Now the president is gone, what worries still remain?
Of course there are worries. Maybe it's very seducing for the army because Egypt is a huge country. Egypt has the 10th strongest army in the world. So it's very seducing for the army to grab power. But there was an indication yesterday that they are going to support the people. And this is a new thing, that the army is from the people. So the army is going to support democracy.
And we are guarding this hope. The people are guarding this hope that we'll go back to civil government. And only transitionally will be military to guard safety. But they'll go back because the people will remain looking after our demands.
Dr. Mahmoud Malouf, this is Peter Cave reporting for Saturday AM.